Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairden Christian Center in Fairden, New Jersey. We're in the middle of the week, and we've been talking about life. We've been talking about death. We've been talking about people who are negative, and they're always saying something, you know, if it's possible for something to happen to me, I'm pretty sure it's going to be bad. They just live in a negative world, and they say that life is hard, life is difficult. Well, the life lived by a believer is not hard, because the Bible says it's the way of the transgressor that is hard, because the transgressor goes off the paths of truth, goes off into the wilderness. Like when you're playing golf, if you transgress, you get out of the lane and you wind up over in the rough, and that makes shooting your next shot tough, makes it hard. Why? Because you didn't hit it down the middle of the fairway. You're over in the rough. How did you get in the rough? Because you didn't hit it right. Why didn't you hit it right? Well, you did something wrong. You either didn't grip the club right, or you didn't swing right. You did not follow the rules necessary to hit. It's the same when I play basketball. You had some people who almost never made a basket, and other people that were very good at making baskets. You say, what was the difference? Some people were lucky and some people weren't. Oh, you might have a hot night. You might go out and just shoot the way you always shoot, and seems like everything's working for you and everything's falling in, but you're not going to be consistent. If you're going to be consistent, there are ways to shooting the basketball that's going to cause you to make the basket. You got to follow through. You got to keep your eye on the rim. You got to put arch on the ball. You do these things. You practice these things. You do them regularly, and you're going to average 15, 20, 25 points a game. But if you just go out there and just once in a while practice a little bit, kind of throw the ball up in a general direction, it's not going to go in on a regular basis. It's the same with any activity, shooting the bow, shooting the rifle, anything. If you're going to get good, you're going to have to practice. It's the same with the things of God. If you're going to receive the blessings of God, if you're going to flow in His will, you're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to practice. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to understand and say, Lord, help me to understand how I should react. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding. Knowledge of His book, of His word, when applied with understanding and wisdom, will cause you to prosper and be in health. But if you don't do that, look at these poor people. One of the things that the United States is suffering from right now is an opium epidemic. Even the president now is having to deal with it. Millions of people are addicted to drugs. Why is that? Well, it's because they made a decision to begin. If you never had taken an opiate, you're not going to get addicted to it. You say, yeah, but people need that. They have to have that because they got pains and problems and things. Well, maybe that's true. But you have to use wisdom with everything that you're doing. And it all begins because of choices that are made. Choices. You and I make choices. Now look, you go to Philippians chapter 4, and it says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. That's a command. You know, we're always thinking about the Ten Commandments and the different things that's there. But look at this one. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. You say, well, that's craziness. Just it's kind of like la 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 all day long. And no, it doesn't mean you don't. It doesn't mean that you don't apply your mind and you don't deal with situations, but you don't fret over them and you don't become anxious, because if we read on down, it says you're going to cast those things onto the Lord. I can remember, I really love this country, and I was an American history teacher, and I had studied all about the events and things that sacrifices that people made in order to make America what it is, a great and wonderful place to live. No place on the earth like it. And as I began to see people rise up and condemn America and condemn the foundation of the country that made it great, I began to get really upset. And then I began to fret. And I was reading over in Psalms one day, and it says, fret not yourself because of evil doers, because they're going to be cut out. They're going to go. They're going down. And, you know, the Lord dealt with me on that. It says, stop fretting about it. Don't be anxious. But it says, in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, remember, yesterday we're talking about thanksgiving, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why? Because as we give thanks and as we give praise, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, and his presence comes and takes authority over and drives away the spirits that are creating the problems. So do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, are you getting these absolutes? You are not to fret. You are not to have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance. So no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving. Why thanksgiving? Because we know if we pray according to the will of God, he hears us. And if he hears us, we have the petitions which we've requested. So we are already thankful as we have prayed according to his will. We're not fretting. We're not having anxiety. He's going to take care of the situation. With thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Is that powerful or what? And if we stop fretting and stop being anxious, a lot of the diseases that the enemy's able to lay on us, they're going to leave because they come because of that kind of thing. Let's go back to Monday scripture. If you will be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, I know there's a lot of teaching that's going through the body of Christ right now on grace, that God has already done everything that he's going to do on our behalf through his grace that just wants to love us and to give to us and to care for us. And if you're not careful with that teaching, I believe that teaching, that it is faith through grace that we receive everything that Jesus has provided for us. And there's a whole series of teachings that needs to be done on what grace is. It's just God's unmerited favor. He loves us. He loves humanity. He wants us to be blessed. He doesn't want people hungry. He doesn't want people sick. He sent Jesus to deliver us from that. It's his grace. It's done. It's finished. Jesus finished it on the cross. He's not going in daily to pour his blood out. It's over. It's done. It's grace. But that grace is obtained by faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then the word of God tells us, if you will be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So there is an aspect to our life that we need to be obedient. You can't just say, well, God's grace, he's going to give it all to me. It doesn't make any difference what I do. I can go out and smoke marijuana and shoot up and get drunk and go watch X-rated movies, and I can lie and cheat and steal and just be led of the flesh, and everything's going to be wonderful. No, you're deceiving yourself. That's not true. I don't care how much God's grace is out there. You have to become underneath the protection of the shadow of the Almighty. And that place, that protection is found in His Word, in His name. You have to run into the cleft of the rock, and He'll keep you safe there, but only if you are obedient. Remember now, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. Know Jesus, no freedom.